And see, today is what, February? 21, February 21st, 2018. And this is lesson number 6. I put a different title down, something like making circles with your head around the center of your spine. It's called turning the head around the circumference. It's, I'll come up with something. Remember number 6. And this will be under the cervical spine category on the website. So anyways, go ahead and begin lying on your backs and taking a moment to feel how you're resting on the floor today. Noticing how your shoulder blades are resting. Notice how your pelvis is resting. And if you want to bring your 4 points into reference and then connect the dots with lines. Hey, Bonnie. And then you've got your nice rectangle. And that's just, again, a way for you to create a reference for yourself of how you're sensing yourself. And then in the center of that rectangle, right, is your spine. So we've been doing quite a bit of work with your spine, bending it, rotating it, arching it, all different directions. So right now you're just noticing it's in the center and your spine connects all the way down to your tailbone, going all the way up to the base of your skull. And actually our spine goes inside the skull, right? It doesn't stop at your skull. So there's 2 vertebrae that are actually up inside. And I think that's really important, because if your spine stopped right where your the back of your, you know, where you feel your skull, if your spine stopped there, your head would snap off, right? Think about it, right? So it's got to go up inside to create some stability. So just to see if you can create that visualization for yourself, that you have a sense of that. And so what we're going to do now is very gently and slowly, you're going to turn your head, roll it a little bit to the right and to the left, right? And thinking that with that idea of those 2 vertebrae being up inside of your skull, right? Those are turning, right? So all these vertebrae in your neck are turning a little bit, right? Rotation to roll your head. It's like a corkscrew. So just feeling that, and just again, kind of wrapping your mind around that your spine is sitting up inside your skull. Excellent. And then bring your head back to center. And then we're going to start on our backs. So you're going to start by bending your knees and bringing your feet to standing. And we're just going to review our 4 cardinal directions and then go a little bit into the pelvic clock for you to begin to sense this connection from your spine, your pelvis spine, up to your cervical spine before we come to sitting. So the first movement is doing that very gentle tilting, rocking from what I call 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock. The flattening the lower back and then arching the lower back. And you're very familiar with this, so just ease into it. And again, what you're looking to feel and sense is the relationship, what's happening up with your cervical spine and your head. Right? So there's no active movement right now in your head. It's just responding to the tilt of your pelvis. And it's through your awareness that you sense and observe what's going on. beautiful. And then you come back to the center, and now from the center, you're going to go 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock, right? That's right and left. Remember that your knees stay pointed towards the ceiling. So 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and I apologize, I forgot some of you haven't been here. So you keep your knees, your legs quiet, and you move your pelvis. Nope. So that's side bending. So 3 o'clock is like lifting up this and then coming back. That's it. But keep the legs standing. So the legs don't move. There you go. It's just your pelvis. There you go. That's it. So again, we keep your legs. Don't work in your legs. Relax. There you go. Just keep them steady. There you go. Keep these steady. And then perfect with your pelvis. Okay, come back. And then now, start to make a circle. So again, for you guys, think of flattening your lower back and then coming over to the right. And then down, arching the lower back and over. Yes, beautiful. And now do it more gentle. Yeah, not, there you go. Don't work so hard. Let your arms relax. And now, let's bring your feet to stand more. You're working too hard. Let me do it. Okay, and do it slow. You're going so fast, there's nothing you can feel, right? And now you can feel what's happening with your head, right? So you can't be in a hurry. Part of this method is really the ability to slow down, because in the slowness is when you can discover and feel. Okay, keep these legs quiet. So let me show you. Keep the legs quiet. Pause. There you go. Just pause. Don't do anything. Rest. And I'm going to get something for your head. Okay, so flatten and then eat. Nope, too much work. And then it's just from your pelvis. Easy. There you go. You don't have to work so hard. Nope, you're using muscles instead of just relaxing with your skeleton. Think of your pelvis. There you go. Pelvis moving.
And then pause. And now you're going to change the direction. And I just want to encourage all of you to make it more subtle, more fluid. I'm going to add this under your head just for when you're lying down. That's better. Right? And you're feeling the ripple effect up to your cervical spine and your head. Right? So there's this relationship between your pelvis and your cervical spine. Okay. Excellent. Let's let it go. Lengthen your legs and rest. And with your legs long and resting, just begin to observe how you're feeling now. Now, in a moment, I'm going to describe to you what we're going to do. We're going to then come up to a sitting position. Not yet. Just listen. And so we're going to reverse things. So what I mean by that is you just instigated the movement with your pelvis and the ripple you felt through your head. So when we come up to sitting, we're going to start the movement with your head and the ripple is going to be in your pelvis. So all I need you to do is hear that and understand it, and I will get you there, okay? Just understand that's how we're going to do it, okay? So let's go ahead and come up to sitting. And when you're sitting, you're going to sit with your legs crossed. You can rest your hands on your thighs. You can rest your hands on the floor next to you, somewhere where it's comfortable. Okay? Be good? Okay. And if you can, you're going to bring your right index finger and you're going to place it in the top center of your head. So this way, you know that your face is orientated towards the front of the room. And now you're going to think of your finger, right, is like the center of the clock, right? And so you're going to start to move your head. It's like a tilt, just like the pelvic clock, so that you move around that center point of the finger, right? So it's a very small, right? Like you're drawing a circle on the ceiling, and there's a little tilting in it, right? Right, so there's a little forward, over to the right, a little bit back, over to the left. Now, can you lower your hand and continue? Right, so just imagine you're drawing like a circle, that's it, with the top of your head. And now can you begin to feel a ripple down to your pelvis? Otherwise, what it feels like is you're doing this. So some of you are doing like this. I'm exaggerating, right? And that's how you'll get whiplash and hurt your neck. Okay? So we don't want to do that. So you're looking for this feeling, right? So some of you, it's like this, all of a sudden. And what's important about that is for you to understand that that's probably what you do in your whole world of life. So you have neck issues, right? So again, it's like as I'm drawing this circle, right? See, there's a subtle movement with my pelvis, right? You see the difference of this back to like the Weeble's wobble versus staying still here and doing this. And if you can, I would recommend closing your eyes and see if you can keep your eye gaze forward. That's it. That's better, Lynn. Otherwise, you're going to make yourself a little nauseous. Right? There's that, you know, so feel a little rocking in your pelvis. There you go. Nice, Donna. You're getting it. It's very, very subtle. Okay, should we rest? Let's lie on your backs and rest. Is anyone feeling a little dizzy? Are we good? Okay. Okay, so let's come up again, and the only thing I'm going to have you change is the crossing of your legs. If you can, I'm going to recommend your hands being somewhere on your knees and thighs. And so again, you start the movement first with your head, and then you feel how you shift with your pelvis and your body. Again, your head, the top of your head is drawing a circle around the center point, and you feel the ripple down in your pelvis. So it's almost like you come a little bit in front of yourself, a little bit in back, a little over to the left, a little over to the right. And again, I would recommend having your eyes closed. This really has a lot to do with balance too. Now, at some point, you're going to change the direction, right? And the other reason with the eyes closed is it helps you feel the circle that you're making in your pelvis. Often if we're open with our eyes, we're focused on what's in front of us. So with your eyes closed, it helps you really sense your pelvis. Even to the point now that you could shift your pelvis to making the circle, and that the top of your head is the follower. See if that helps clarify the movement a little bit better. Orchestrate the movement with your pelvis. Yeah, you don't want to scrunch too much. No. So it's a good question. You don't want to be scrunching too much. It's more like the Weeble's wobble, okay. Right? Because if you scrunch, your head starts to tip.
It did, yeah.
Right. So excellent question. So this lesson, you don't want to be doing the rounding and the arching. It's more like Weeble's wobble, right? Because the top of your head is staying. You're drawing a circle on the ceiling, so your head is not, it's just doing a minimal little bit of a tilt just to make the circle, right? And it actually makes it easier, right? It makes it easier. Right? So there's a couple things here to play with, is go from your pelvis orchestrating back up to the top of your head. And what do I mean by that? It means that your attention shifts, and where you're starting the movement shifts. And you do that through your mind, right? So you have to be focused. And then you can shift it back. And then you also can change direction. So there's four possibilities. So you can go one direction with the pelvis, and then change direction with the pelvis, and then shift to the intention of the head making the circle, and then you change the direction of the head going the other way. And I just want to give you a little more time to really feel comfortable with this and your ability to shift in thought, because they start to blend all together. Pretty soon, it's like there's very little difference between your head doing the movement and your pelvis. And that's what we're looking for. They start to feel like they're a unit. So again, explore changing direction. Explore whether you're drawing the circle with the top of your head or your pelvis. And then another factor to just bring in as you explore a little longer is that there's an even distribution in the direction. So what I mean by that is it's a circle. So some of you are doing a little more oblong. Your left and right is a little stronger than your forward or back, right? Right, so there's all these reminders to pay attention to. So you really want to make it a circle. So if you're doing oblong, right, left and right, you know, become aware of that. What is it about the forward and back? You know, make sure that you're doing all four directions evenly. So more moving with your pelvis, you're more moving with your trunk. So literally you come off one sit bone. I know that scares you a little bit. That's what, yes. You can put your hands here.
Oh no, I just, yeah, just, but just to get
there.
Them out of the way.
Yeah. So you really, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not just here. Yes. A little more with your pelvis, Donna. So really see if you can start to really feel
You know, like again, a weeble wobble. At this point, one buttock cheek can come up and then the other, right? And the reason that that is getting easier and smoother is because your neck and head has become one with your spine. If you go back to not moving your head with your spine, it feels really scary. Okay, and rest on your back. Legs long, arms down by your side. So, I'm sure most of you are watching a little bit, catching some of the Olympics, right? And so, a place that there's multiple places that you see this, what we're doing today, where it's so critical. A lot of it is in this, you know, in the ski jumping, when they're in that, what is it called, that pipe or whatever, what is it called?
Half pipe.
And they're doing all these turns. And if you watch them, their pelvis and head is in unison, right? It's like everything's moving around that, like a stick. That doesn't bend. Their head is never bending from their pelvis. Okay, this is the same idea, right? So they, and ice skating too, they've mastered this. They don't even think twice about it, it's automatic, right? But same with ice skating, when they do these flips and maneuvers and their pelvis and head change in space, but it's all lined up. So it's something to think about, like if you watch more of the Olympics, like just have that in your repertoire a little bit, like, oh, this is what we did in class. Okay, we're gonna explore it a little bit more in sitting then and come back to your back again. So if you can, if it's comfortable to change the legs, if you didn't last time, if not, if you have one comfortable place, but if you can change the way you're sitting. And again, I'll give you the choice. You have a choice whether you want to start the movement with your head or with your pelvis. Like I'm going to start it with my head, and then I feel the ripple in my pelvis. And again, really what we're looking for is that they're orchestrated as one. So almost to the point that there isn't a leader and follower, that they're working together. And then you can change the direction. And with this, again, making sure all four directions are even, making a circle, not oblong, is looking for the ease, seeing if the circle now can get a little bit bigger, right? Really feeling that ability to be a weeble's wobble. And so then there's nothing occurring in your pelvis, in your neck, right? No discomfort. And again, explore changing directions, changing intention in your thought. And then we're gonna just kind of play with this a little bit. So now what I'm gonna ask you to do is, for example, coming over to the right is like literally stop. So like the left side of your sit bones up and you're tilted over, but it's pretty effortless to have balance over there. And then come back. And then what if you go over to the left? That's it. And then going back to your circle.
And now, seeing if you can bring it forward and pause. Right? So that's like the movement of getting out of a chair. And then what about coming back? It's almost like swinging. You guys remember swinging? When was the last time you were in a swing? So you go forward, and it's like getting out of a chair. Your head's lined up with your pelvis, and then you go back, your knees come up, and then you go back to your circle. I don't even know if we have swings anymore. Not local. I don't know if we have any local. Isn't that crazy? Right? It's crazy. Okay, lie on your backs and rest. Right? They got rid of all the good things from our childhood. Huh? Do you guys ever do spider on the swing? You know what a spider is?
No.
Well, that's just kind of hard to show, but I can describe it. So spiders, when two of you sit on the swing, so one of you is facing one way and the other, and so your legs pump oppositely, so it's called a spider. So in a moment now, we're going to come back to staying on the back, and we're going to start with our legs bent before we bring our soles of our feet together. And we're going to go back to our clock with our pelvis, and when we do, to see if you can feel the movement clearer now with the top of your head. So bend your legs. So Donna, first let's start with, the legs bent, standing. And as you start your circle with the pelvis, again, you have in your mind's eye the top of your head that's facing the back of the room. Think of the top of the head. It's drawing a circle on the mirrors back there, right? And as the movement's happening with your pelvis, you feel it connected with your neck. They're not separate. So some of you are getting separate. It was easier for you to do it in sitting. So remember, you start with the pelvis and let the top of your head follow, right? They're working together. Donna, keep your knees standing so the movement is the pelvis. And then can you change the direction? And then can you change the intention up to the top of the head? So can now the top of the head be where you're drawing the circle? Think of the back of the room on the mirrors, and that your pelvis and trunk come along for the ride, right? And they feel pretty much that they're moving simultaneously, right? But there's an intention for you to do it with the top of your head. And then you find your ability to reverse the movement and go in the opposite direction. Making sure you're breathing. So you continue to change the direction so the movement becomes fluid and reversible until it really feels that the top of your head and pelvis are creating these circles together simultaneously. So I'm giving you time to find that clarity of the relationship and to be able to reverse the direction with fluidity and ease.
And let's let it go and rest your legs. Okay, so this time we're going to try the same thing but with the soles of your feet together. Right? So it's as if when you were sitting cross-legged, but the soles of your feet together, knees open. And you can start the circle with your pelvis, again feeling the ripple effect with the top of your head. And in some ways this is easier than when the knees are standing. You get a larger movement with the pelvis, the knees tilting left and right. Your left and right gets much clearer. And again, then the top of your head is making a circle, following the pelvis, and they start to become in unison. Finding a moment where you can change the direction. So again, this ability to have reversibility with ease and smoothness. And as you reverse the direction, it reverses with your head. If this is getting tiring, you can pause with your legs for a minute and then come back to it. So Donna, keep your face towards the ceiling. So remember, it's the top of the head that's moving, making the circle. So another way to think of it is your face, right? Your nose that is now pointing towards the ceiling is creating a circle on the ceiling. Not to get you too confused, but there's no turning your head left and right. So eventually what you can do is you can shift your attention from the pelvis circle, the nose circle, the top of the head circle. Right? So you move your attention from one place to another and go back again. And in that, you change the direction. Lynn, try it with your eyes closed. So another reason that this is so important with your eyes closed. When we have an accident, an injury, and the relationship between our brain and certain parts of our body gets disrupted, let's rest. We then end up wanting to rely on our eyes for things like balance and organization because we've lost our receptors. They got disrupted. So when there's lack of clarity in the relationship in the body with your brain, you'll want to use your eyes too much. So what's really another potent part of these lessons and this work is to have your eyes closed and not rely on your eyes and rely on the relationship between your brain and your body, reconnecting, redeveloping these relationships. And And I don't think I've ever explained that before, but it's a really important aspect to this work. And it's important to understand. Okay, we're going to try two other situations. You're going to roll onto your right side, and probably most of you will want to put your right arm under your head to kind of make it a little bit more level. I'm going to let you see what's best for you. I started this way, and then I ended up taking my hand out and just letting my head be on the ground. Okay, so your knees are bent up together in a fetal position. Right, so we're now going to, again, make a circle. So the top of your head is still facing the back of the room where the mirrors are. And you can think of the circle starting with the top of your head or your pelvis. And in a very short time, they become one. Your nose is towards the right side of the room. So your nose is going to be making a circle on that wall. Yeah, and I'm thinking if you can bring your arm forward and just, yeah, that would be better. And then start with the pelvis, that's it, and then think of the top of your head, drawing a circle. Connect it with the pelvis. So remember, your head is connected with your pelvis, so there's nothing in your neck. And again, I'm going to have most of you now try to bring your arm forward. Let your head rest on the floor. I really think that's easier. And I know it means the top of your head is angled a little bit, but that's okay. It's just easier for you to feel, right, that you're making like a circle. So Lynn, now you're doing a lot with your trunk. It's kind of a beautiful movement, but you're not doing much with your pelvis. So think down, think back. That was with your ribs, yeah. And think pelvis, that's it. And then up, pull the pelvis up. There you go. And now forward. There you go. And down and back. There you go. So there's the four directions, forward, back, up, down, right? And get it going with your pelvis and then feel it in sync with the top of your head. And then you can draw into your awareness your nose making a circle, right? So if there was a marker connected to the top of your head and a marker to your nose, that would be drawing circles. Just hallucinate. Just imagine it. Sometimes some of you guys work way too hard. Just imagine it's happening and it starts happening. You know, use the idea of the marker. The more creativity, that's why I add so much creativity to your mind's thought. It allows the body to process and do it. If you're too linear, it can be very difficult. Now change the direction, right? Change the direction. And then the real tricky part on the side, even for me, was to slightly feel the orchestration of the movement happening with my head down to the pelvis. It's really easy for the pelvis to get going on the side. But somehow, if you can feel like slightly having the head be the leader down to the pelvis, it's very potent. Beautiful. Let's roll onto your back and rest again. And now let's roll on to your left side. So same idea, take your time, slowly start the movement with your pelvis, feeling the top of the head, feeling your nose facing the left wall to all come into play. Is there a favoritism to one side, or are they pretty even, and can you change the direction? So having your pelvis, so again, Lynn, you start to get your ribs really going, and you lose your pelvis. So another reference point, maybe to just drive you crazy, is your left hip. So lying on your left side, pay attention to your left hip, not the upper side. Draw a circle with the left hip, the one you're lying on. Ah, there you guys go. See, most of you are really doing a lot of wiggliness in your ribs, but you weren't moving your pelvis. So move from the left hip that you're lying on, forward and back and up and down. That really worked. And now can you change the direction? That's really much better. And it's something very profound to move the side that you're lying on. Feeling the top of the head, the nose. If you haven't changed directions, reverse the direction. Okay, let's rest it on your back. Okay, so one last time, we're going to come up to sitting, and we're going to play with this in sitting, and we're going to now add in some movements of your arms and understanding why this is, why we did this today, so important. So sit in the place where your legs are the most comfortable, right? And to start with, I'd like your hands resting on your legs or thighs, not leaning. So first of all, we're just going to start our pelvic top of our head circle. And it should just be a no-brainer now, right? It's just there. Isn't it easy now, right? It's like, wow, after doing this in all those positions. Okay, so now, let's say we're gonna come over to the right. You're gonna kind of pause and like literally like reach. And now I'm gonna let you look. So now you do get to turn your head to look at your arm. And just feel how easy that is. And come back. So you're going to go over to the right. Feel the connection with your head. Then open your eyes and look and reach. So there should be no strain in your neck or anything. So The reaching, does it come from your arm? Or is the reaching coming from your whole self? That's right. You feel that? Now you can go, that's it, Lynn, to the left. Right? So you first tilt over in your pelvis, your head goes with it, and then you reach. And you can go back and forth. Right? And there's nothing in the neck and shoulders. It's just easy breezy. How are we doing? Yeah? Beautiful. That's it. Yeah. Okay, and let's come back. And then let's just come back to making our circle. Again, looking for the ease. So I'd like you to notice the circle you're drawing with the top of your head, circle with your pelvis. I'd like you to notice how effortless your breath and breathing is, and then change the direction. So this relationship between your head and your pelvis really creates a center of calmness. Nothing's holding, nothing's tightening, so it's really easy to just breathe naturally. There's no interruption. And again, doing it just a little bit longer, changing direction when you feel like, and really I appreciate you having your eyes closed. So we're going to do something in standing with this at the end of the lesson. Just take a little more time to enjoy how calm this movement feels, how effortless, the ease in which you can change direction. Right, so there's like really not any tension going on in your body right now. It's really simple. You're fluid. Okay, and rest on your backs. So as you're resting on your backs, noticing again the ease in which you rest now, how your pelvis is resting, your shoulders, the sense of your spine, all the way up to the cervical spine, how the back of your head is lying on the floor. And as we did in the beginning, gently and slowly turn your head a little bit to the right and left. Again, looking for this same ease. So now that we've found this relationship, you're turning around that center place, right? So those vertebrae are rotating. And there's no noise, it's quiet. There's no tension, it's easy. And then bringing your head back to the center, taking another moment to observe how you're resting there. And then you're going to roll to your side. Come to sitting and standing, and we're just going to continue just one more minute in standing. So we're not over yet. So stay focused when you come to stand and feel your standing. You probably feel very centered and grounded. Right? And again, it's this feeling of kind of nothingness. Like there's not tension or anything going on in the neck and the shoulders because you created this relationship down to your pelvis. Okay? Okay, so this is the next step, just for Lynn, is you're gonna close your eyes and you're gonna start to walk a little bit. And you're gonna get a sense that you understand spatially where you're at and you can walk. You can go a little bit forward, a little bit back. So your eyes are closed. And then you can open your eyes and utilize your eyes then again to just check out your environment, who's around you, and close your eyes again. Think of the pelvis and head being connected, right? Beautiful. Okay. So, I did this just